This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sidebar news information. Today, May 13th, is National Apple Pie Day, considered America's favorite dessert.
Who said that? The Apple Pie Commission?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm just not really a huge apple pie guy.
See, I used to love apple pie. Then I experienced other pies, like the chocolate peanut butter pie or a Reese's pie or, you know, whatever, strawberry pie, Jerry. There's so many good pies out there. I still love, like, my old piano teacher, Mrs. Sauter, used to make me an apple pie every year for my birthday. There were times it would show up in the mail and whatnot.
Nice.
And,
that's cool.
You know, it was good. And, you know, I loved it. Loved the apple pie. But as you grow, your taste buds change. And there becomes more and more, and society changed. I told Dusty and Brake, I'm like, that's saying the hamburger is America's favorite food. I think the chicken tender may have an argument.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Apple pie is my favorite pie, though, I think.
Your favorite pie?
I think so. Yeah.
It's a very, very, very average take right there.
Oh, yeah. That's like, a bland like,
yeah,
take.
Yeah, bland. That's the word I'm looking for. That's very, very, very bland. To say, you hear back the today? Apple pie. Have you ever eaten apple pie like they do in Vermont with a slice of cheddar cheese on top?
No, I've not.
A la mode.
Try it. Try it with a slice of cheddar. I don't know. A la mode is ice cream. Try it with a slice of cheese on top.
Okay.
I've never had.
Cheese blanket.
I've never had, but they say in Vermont they put a slice of cheddar on top of their apple
pie. Yeah, I'm with the text line. Apple crisp is way better than apple pie.
Oh, yeah. More sugar. Yeah, apple more crisp. It's much sweeter.
Like it's like on a sheet pan. Just it's not a pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
Crumble on the top, you know, brown sugar and stuff like that. Yeah.
So happy National Apple Pie Day. I would say that there are 7 different types of pies that are better than apple pie. Easily. French silk, key lime, chocolate pie, strawberry pie, shepherd's pie. Never mind. I don't want to get beat up in trouble again. But no, it is there for you. But speaking of getting a slice of the pie, Trey Hendrickson is not.
No, he's not.
His in Cincinnati. Apparently, he's been ghosted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a BS move right there. I understand he's 31 years old. I get that. That's kind of the line of demarcation in the NFL. But, I mean, 17 and a half sacks 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And you literally have nobody on the defensive side of the football. That dude's in really good shape. I saw him with my own eyes. To ghost a player like that is, I mean, I look, and the organization will say, you're under contract, and he'll say, sorry, I'm not. You know, I understand that I am, but this isn't how the game is played in the NFL. It's not a good look for your organization when you're ghosting anybody, let alone one of your star players. And if Cincinnati really thinks they're a legitimate player in this NFL world, you've got to be good on both sides of the ball. Forgetting to address the defense is exactly what the Kansas City Chiefs did, and then when they addressed the defense, they cleaned house, they fired everybody, they got the defensive figured out, and they said, look, this is the way we're going to win. We have to be a balanced team. And right now, I still don't know who's going to get a stop for Cincinnati. You're asking Joe Burrow and his wide receivers to go out there, you know, and score 35 runs a game. It's like the Royals pitching staff. All right, you can't give up more than two because we're not going to have an opportunity to win.
Right.
The pressure that is on that Royals pitching staff night in and night out is immense. They're living up to it right now. But ask Joe Burrow, hey, pal, you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to score about 35 points per game in order for us to win. Burrow picks up the phone, calls Patrick Mahomes, is like, how hard was that? Mahomes goes, that's the hardest thing I ever had to do, was go out there and put up 35, 40 points every single game just to give my team a chance to win. And defenses, I believe anyway, are better today than they were in 2018. We're seeing much more athletic defenses. We're seeing better players on the defensive side. Just look at the Eagles' defensive line. How are the Cincinnati Bengals going to score 35 points a game? By not thinking about the defensive side of the football, you're doing a major disservice to Joe Burrow.
Yeah, it's interesting because it seems as if they're going to take that 2018 Chiefs strategy and go with it. I do think that they are one of the teams that are one of the biggest observed teams from afar because they have the storyline also with the rookie that says, I'm not going to participate until my contract situation is figured out. He refused to sign it, so he's holding out in rookie mini camps. Bold statement. Hopefully you go out there and ball.
Especially when it's slotted money. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
And then you have, you know, what a lot of people think now is the greatest wide receiver duo in football. And you have a quarterback who's top four in the league. So a lot of pressure on that to happen. And again, like, I think we can all agree, I don't think that Ja'Marr Chase is going to have a triple crown season again. Who am I to say he can't? I'm just saying the chances are probably less likely to happen than they should or that they could. But it is interesting to know that you look at what teams have done in the past to win Super Bowls, and the Chiefs obviously with two, Philadelphia with one of them as well, defense have still kind of shined through. The Rams did it to the Bengals not long ago as well with the with their defense too. So I get it. It takes business decisions. There's a reason why Brett Veach and Roseman do their things better than most. Roseman drafts. We'll see if he gets through this next window of keeping this team. He's been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. He's won one. Your window is fully there, but like it's starting to get closer and closer. You've got A.J. Brown getting older.
Yep.
You got to pay Devonta Smith. You've got to pay Jalen Carter eventually. You got to do all these things. And Cincinnati is now seeing what it's like once that window has shut and you have a new one open. We'd mentioned earlier, Cincinnati and Joe Burrow beat Patrick Mahomes. They went to Super Bowl. That's gone.
That's done.
That's over. You can't hang on that anymore. Now you pay Ja'Marr Chase. You pay T. Higgins. You're opting not to pay Trey Hendrickson for now. You pay Joe Burrow. You told us what you think you can do moving forward to be a successful franchise. Now time will tell. And so there's a lot of things that go on. Interesting. Even when they did the draft and they drafted their player, Drew Nixon's like, I don't like this. This guy that's, you know, typical drafted person for Cincinnati. We'll see if it pans out, but high expectations, low results has been what Cincinnati's got.
Cincinnati's always been the team in the NFL that's very much like the Anaheim Angels of Major League Baseball, and that's go 500, get some butts in the seats, and cash a few checks, and everybody's going to be happy. Their owner cares more about money than he does winning. You had an anomaly here in Cincinnati for the last 4 or 5 years where you had everything kind of come together in a perfect formation, and instead of going out there and winning a championship, you beat Patrick Mahomes at home and made T-shirts and walked around and acted like you won something. The Cincinnati Bengals and their loser fans are going to look back at this era and go, boy, we underachieved, because this window is closing for the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't care that they signed their wide receivers. Ask Miami how it went when they went and signed a wide receiver. How did it go for the Las Vegas Raiders when they signed a wide receiver? You don't win games by going out and dropping big dough on wide receivers. It's why Brett Veach hasn't done that yet. You win it based on your quarterback, your head coach, and your entire team. And when you basically take one side of the ball and say, we're not focusing on this side, this is the redheaded stepchild of the Bengals, we don't care about defense, and put all your money on one side, you're a one-sided team, and one-sided teams don't win. I say this a lot. Go and look back in the stats of teams that have won the Super Bowl where they are in total offense and total defense. Usually they're in the top 10 in both. You can't have a discrepancy like I believe Cincinnati's going to have. And you got a new defensive coordinator coming in as well. How do you think they're going to do learning a new system, not having any players on that side of the ball? I think Cincinnati is making a big mistake by not thinking about defense at all this offseason, putting all of their eggs into one basket on the offensive side of the football and expecting to go out there and to dominate in a division that already has the Baltimore Ravens on top of that division.
Yeah, a division that doesn't have a whole lot of weaknesses outside of Cleveland. Speaking of weaknesses, the Kansas City Chiefs' biggest weakness, according to, who is it, Dove? Yeah, according to Dove. Duck, dive, dip, dodge, and dive.
Never heard of him.
Chiefs' biggest weakness, running back. You agree with that?
Well, I mean, I think it's an unknown. I think it's like the left tackle position. You don't know what you have at left tackle.
But they didn't put left tackle, which is interesting.
It is interesting. But running back's the other one where you kind of don't know what you have. You have an aging Kareem Hunt, a guy who's coming back off of injury in Isaiah Pacheco, and a rookie in Breshard Smith and the kid that they signed away from San Francisco, who I've seen could be an expendable piece. And maybe he is. I don't know if that's the case at all. They did sign him this past offseason. I'm actually excited and intrigued by the running back position because this Breshard Smith kid, man, I don't know. The more I read about him, the more I watched his highlights in his game, I kind of get excited. He's a former wide receiver converted to running back. And if that's the case, and he can, you know, play wide receiver and have a little bit of wide receiver in him at the running back position, just imagine what Andy's thinking about the things that he could do potentially with Breshard Smith, because he's not your typical running back. He's a former wide receiver at Miami that transferred and was converted to running back. So he's got the ability to run routes out of the backfield. This may be the dream toy that Andy Reid has always wanted, you know?
Maybe he knows Hannah Cavender.
He may.
Yeah, very well might.
I need some help. She's still single. Still heartbroken. You agree? Running back, biggest weakness for the Chiefs?
I'm not mad at it.
Okay.
Left tackle, left offensive line in general would have been, like, left side of the offensive line would have been my weakness.
Yeah.
I think left guard's a bigger weakness than left tackle right now.
Yeah, exactly. I think the whole left side. Yeah, exactly. It's unknown, like Bob said, but I mean, what we've seen from Samatia, which is little to nothing at a different position, so it's not really relevant, but it wasn't good.
Why are you ruling out Caliendo? Did I miss something? Because
No, he just said Somaty, so I was going with that. But you're right, it could be Frank Caliendo.
Yeah.
You're right.
And I thought Caliendo was fine at that left tackle or the left guard spot last year.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have a competition, that tells me they want to see that position get better, right? You don't open the competition. If Joe Tooney's here, we're not competing with him, right? You're opening that spot up because you do feel like maybe Kingsley is better at left guard and you're going to give him an opportunity, a second-round draft pick or whatever he was versus Caliendo, who late-round draft pick at best, maybe an undrafted free agent. I can't remember now at this point in time. No, I don't get paid to remember that kind of stuff. I think the left guard to me is a little bit of it's a question mark right now. Maybe Kingsley goes out there, Caliendo goes out there, dominates. We're not talking about left guard, but that left side of the line is intriguing. It's unknown. And when things are unknown, we tend to think the worst instead of saying these guys may be really good.
Yeah.
And with Brett Veach and Andy Reid, we should be thinking, hey, these guys are going to be really good.
I think it's interesting that the renaissance in the NFL is running back position and the Chiefs bucked that trend. They just said, nope. We're good. We'll take a guy in the seventh round. We'll be fine. Whereas other people, Raiders, they're all in on that. Chargers, they're all in on that.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders need it. Chargers, that's their way. They're going to run the ball 50 times a game. The Los Angeles Chargers run the ball 40 to 50 times a game.
I mean, that's a lot. But obviously, yeah, they'll run the ball a lot.
Najee Harris and the kid
from
Carolina.
Jeez.
Well, Burrow's overrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Herbert's not good.
How's he been in the biggest situations?
He has two.
He's been bad twice so far, yes.
Yeah.
Abysmal.
So is Lamar.
Yes.
Been bad twice in two of the biggest situations.
Yeah.
Washed. But I think this is why when you see things like this, sometimes like the line, it matches up. Because in the draft, we were all like, Running back.
Please.
Brett Veach doesn't care what you think. He's going to draft and he's going to do what he does because it works. But I think that is a fair weakness to have because it is a position that's also having a renaissance, right? Ashton Jeanty, I forget the kid's name from Carolina that went to the Chargers.
Belichick.
Omarion Hampton.
Hampton.
And then Belichick as well.
Yeah.
Jordan and then Hudson.
And then Denver, I'm not really sure what they plan on doing at running back either, but I know that they went out and got somebody as well.
Yeah, they did.
We just talked about it the other day. I forget what his name is.
Was it Judkins? Or...
did they get the kid from Ohio State? I thought, no. Great, great radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they got R.J. Harvey, and then they've got the guy that from last year, Audric Estime, who I really liked, and they've got Javonte Williams still. Or no, they got Jaleel McLaughlin as well.
No, Javonte's gone.
Yeah, Javonte's gone.
Yeah. And so I think that it's fine because, you know, you look at it, if you're going to be weak in one spot and that's going to be exploited, running back's a spot that I'm okay being weak in. I know that sounds contradicting to what I wanted in the draft, but if you're not going to have a strong position on the offensive side, to me, it's running back is where you're okay because the Chiefs just don't run the ball.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to compare this kid to Isaiah Pacheco, but when Isaiah Pacheco was picked in the seventh round, nobody knew what to expect out of him. And, oh, lo and behold, it worked out good here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I think if a guy like Jeanty is sitting there at 31 or 32, obviously the Chiefs are going to take him, you know, at that point in time. But they were never going to reach for a running back or anybody. That's why they've been able to maintain success while other teams are out here reaching for guys and saying, oh, we got to have this. The Kansas City Chiefs are like, ah, we'll take Norman Lott, we'll take Gelati, we'll take Williams, we'll take Royals. You know, we'll move our way down. Oh, there's a running back here that played wide receiver at Miami and is now a running back at SMU and can do different things and catch the ball out of the backfield that somehow fell to the seventh round. Sure, we'll go ahead and take him. And maybe he's another one of those guys like Isaiah Pacheco that kind of got lost in the fold of everything, right? Isaiah Pacheco got lost because of the COVID year. People forgot about him. This kid played at SMU. Maybe people forgot about him, or maybe there were just other running backs that clouded everything, and this guy ends up being the perfect fit for Kansas City.
On the come.
One more time.
On the come.
There you go. My on the come today is Nico Harrison.
Okay.
He's on the come, man.
GM of the Mavericks.
That's right. You got rid of Luka Doncic. You got Koopa Flag.
Koopa.
You lose Luka, you gain Koopa. Everything's well.
It is.
You know, you lose the great white hype. You're getting ready to draft the new great white hype and Cooper Flagg. So we'll see. I mean, that's you've been given literally because everything is rigged with this lottery. There's too much stats. There's too many, you know, there's too much. Like you look at when people get caught illegal gambling. The proof is there.
There's too much of a paper trail for the NBA to say this thing isn't fixed, which is fine.
And
it's a business.
And Dallas now gets the number one pick in the WNBA draft. They're going to get the number one pick in the NBA draft. Luka in the worst trade in sports history to make up for it. Here's the number one pick in the NBA draft. It's lottery. It's make-believe.
Of course.
It doesn't matter. It's all chance. Should have been Charlotte. Should have been Utah. Should have been Portland. Nah. The team that effed up the most gets the biggest congratulations. Nico Harrison, whatever you're doing in the NBA, you're on the come. Congratulations. You're the number one pick in the draft. You're taking Koopa Flagg.
Well, I mean, I think it's very interesting the way that you just phrased that because it got me to thinking a little bit. They made that trade for Luka. What did that do? Just think about what it did from a business standpoint when they traded Luka. People came back to the NBA. It was Super Bowl week. There were bloviators, loudmouths, and gas bags down there on Radio Row for an entire week that we're not talking about the Super Bowl. They were talking about Luka. They traded him to the Lakers. They revived that franchise in the middle of a season when everybody kind of wrote them off, was no good, and everybody was kind of dialed into the NBA from there on out. Dallas took one for the league. And so what did the league do? They rewarded Dallas. And I know everybody thinks I wear a tinfoil hat, but I also understand how businesses work and they need to do what's best for business. The NBA was dying this year, dying on the vine, right? We talked about it. Oh, my God, there's nothing good. The NBA, the NBA. And when did the NBA take off? When Dallas took one for the league and flipped Luka to the Lakers, everybody, including me, who, again, if they're playing in my backyard, the blinds are drawn. They made everybody interested in the NBA. Hey, you help us out here. We'll help you out on the flip side. We'll take care of you on the back end. And this NBA draft lottery, 40 years to the day that the first one was fixed for the Knicks to get Patrick Ewing. The backstory behind that one gets better by the year. Now, apparently, and I didn't know this, the guy who was the auditor of the draft lottery, the way that they do it, you know, it's audited by a firm named Deloitte and Touche, right? The guy who was auditing that draft lottery was part owner of the Knicks.
No.
Yes. And David Stern knew that, so I don't care. And allegedly, they froze the envelope that had the Knicks in it. So when the guys were pulling the thing out back in the day, they could feel that this one was frozen, leave it to the end to get the Knicks to have Patrick Ewing. Jeez. It's a business. The NBA took off when the Knicks became a relevant, good franchise. This look, people can say what they want. These are business owners. At the end of the day, it's all about generating the most revenue, making it compelling, getting people excited, making more money. Dallas getting that number one pick is direct compensation for them taking one for the league and giving Luka to the Los Angeles Lakers. They just got rewarded.
Sucks, though. The three worst teams in the league got the fifth, sixth, and seventh pick.
Okay, fifth, sixth, and seventh. What has Utah done for the league lately? What has Washington done for the league lately?
They've never done anything.
And Utah, what has New Orleans done for the league lately?
Utah gave us Quinn Snyder.
Is he still there?
So he's somewhere.
Well, no doubt. Unless he's dead. I mean,
I love Quinn Snyder. Quinn
was the best. Quinn came in years ago with us and sat down. He was the coolest MF-er on planet Earth, man. I'm going to tell you what. It was when Roy was coaching at KU. I'm like, damn, I wish Roy could be more like Quinn. That lasted. I mean, all day he hung out at the radio station. He just came in and hung out because I just want to meet you guys. I know you're going to be talking about me. Like, win you over. That's how you do it. It was awesome.
Could not have two different pace-speaking guys in the world. Hey, thanks for having me on here. It's Quinn Snyder with you. You know, love Missouri basketball. You know, love where I'm going. Then Roy Williams. I love the history of Kansas basketball. Mm-hmm. It's fun. By the way, to your stat earlier, Minnesota will become the first NFL team to play in back-to-back international games in different countries, facing Steelers in the first ever regular season game in Dublin, Ireland. And on Sunday, September 28th, the Vikings will then travel to London, England to play the Cleveland Browns. So the first ever.
Has anybody given an explanation why the Vikings, like, is there something going on? Is there an art fair that we don't know about in Minnesota? Or is there something going on in that building where, like, Minnesota's like, hey, we could use 2 weeks away. Is the rodeo coming to town? Is there something, like, is Prince doing a concert?
Because J.J. McCarthy's Irish.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
Minnesota's on the come, man, in sports.
Is that you? Is that your, that's your on the come?
Well, I guess it is now. Minnesota's on the come, man. They got the international games. The Timberwolves have a chance to make the finals. The Twins have had a hot month.
Ant's going to win a title.
Has a chance.
We'll never hear the end of that one.
Get ready. The NBA's going to love it.
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, no.
You seem very annoyed by that comment.
Do you think the NBA would love it?
Oh, he's their baby. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. No, I love him.
And then next year, Ja will win one.
Is it more important for him to get one than for the league to have the Knicks win a title, though?
Face the league, probably. Yeah, you could argue it. Knicks versus Wolves, that'd be good. Good ratings.
Yeah.
Good ratings.
Somebody in the text made a good point. Knicks versus Wolves is great because of so many different things. Karl Anthony Towns, Julius Randle, the big trade.
No, the big trade.
You get Villanova versus the guy, Divincenzo, that they let go.
Yeah.
That commercial's going to be really awkward if that comes on.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. You just wrote the storyline for the NBA. So, and.
I know what you're going to say.
A-Rod.
Yep. That's it. That was my next point as well.
Yep. A-Rod sitting there on the bench now as the owner of that team. Going to New York, right?
A-Rod.
And, you know, all the New York stuff, A-Rod's like going back. I like it. That's why my on the come, the New York Knickerbockers, because they made Madison Square Garden, at least for one night, feel like it did when Patrick Ewing and the boys were playing back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, he was there with Starks last night.
Everybody was there last night.
That's fair.
Everybody was there.
Electric.
I mean, did you see the Don sitting in there in his white suit? Rick Pitino?
Yeah, that ticked me off.
Rick Pitino used to coach the Knicks, obviously.
Used to coach the Celtics, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Yeah. Well, he did. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, he was asked
to coach the Celtics.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was
but
terrible.
He's a New Yorker, mm-hmm. and he was there with the St. John's. And I mean, like, literally, if you were a big-time New Yorker and you weren't at that game last night, you ain't no big-time New Yorker.
100%.
There's just no other way to put it. Like, mm-hmm. that was a who's who last night, and that was back in the mid-'90s. I was waiting for OJ to drive across my screen, but he's dead.
Yeah. Yep, he is. How about this from the 620? Just a bad take, fellas. It's called a lottery for a reason. Yeah, look up the history.
Oh my God, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you, and some beans that will grow a beanstalk to the sky where there's riches to be had. Come make me an offer on both of those, and I'll sell them to you.
And if you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.